Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week we are talking about reading from the Word of God, reading the Bible and trying to look to the Bible more in our lives. And you started your heartbeat, though, by sharing a bit of an interesting way how God revealed to you about why we should do that. Do you want to share just a brief overview, summary?
Briefly?
Yeah.
I was having an argument with my husband, Bruce, and I was frustrated that he couldn't see my point of view.
Mm.
And I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, but he can't see yours and you can't see his. You're both frail and weak and sinful. And why are you expecting your husband to be perfect?
Mm.
Only God is.
Mm.
So get your nourishment and everything more from God, because your husband can't give it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And it actually took, I guess, not the responsibility of Bruce not to provide for me and care for me and my needs and stuff, but it also took a weight off my shoulders. Like, oh, I can't give it all totally to him, and he can't give it to me because we're not perfect.
Mm. Like the expectation,
yes,
to a certain level can't be there.
No, I can't. Mm. I can't do that. Mm. It's impossible to.
Mm. Mm. And not only, fair to.
Yeah, yeah. And only God is perfect. And I wanted to then know more of God's provision and God's love. And the one way to do it is read his word, because that expresses who he is, what he does,
Yeah. Because I've written down a question. How often do we put expectations on others, not just our husbands, but just other people in our lives?
Yep.
To fill, let's say, into a gap in us, even.
Yes.
That is not fair, because they're never going to be able to do that and to satisfy. In the same way, we can't do that for someone else. We and can't even, be their gap that,
no,
to fill.
And even if they do fill the gap, sometimes it's not satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah, there's another level.
Because God is the only one that brings you satisfaction and peace and contentment and wholeness. He is the only one.
Mm. He gives you that complete nourishment. So I've just written down, like, read the word more, embrace God more.
Yes.
That's what I got from your heartbeat, that not everyone can fill our gaps. We can't fill theirs. Only God can.
Yes.
And where we get that nourishment is in the Word.
Yes.
In the Bible. You shared from the book of Psalm 86, verse 11, and it's really great. It says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name." So this is David in the Old Testament who wrote the Psalms.
Yes.
And the Psalms are great because they're really, David in sharing his heart so often reflects what I think a lot of
us. He says the words of what I might want to say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I can say, "Teach me your way, O Lord. God, I want to walk in your ways. I want to know the truth. Can you give me that heart?" And it's recognizing already the frailty in us, because, God, I don't have that heart. Would you give it to me?
Yes.
Like, we're having to ask.
I am not perfect.
Yeah.
I am frail. But I don't want to have a divided heart.
Mm.
I want to be full on and focused and full of love and goodness. You need to give it to me, Lord.
And it shows our heart when we say this, if we say it sincerely, by saying, "God, I want to know your ways. I want to learn your ways." So the more, I like this, you said this, the more I listen to God's word, the less I hear the nagging of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So the more we hear God and his truth,
we see things then differently.
We have a different perspective to life.
Our ears are more attuned to God and less to whatever the world is saying.
Mm. You said, and I like this too, his perspective overshadows my anxiety.
Mm.
So how often in our lives are we anxious? Are we stressed? Do we, you know, think about things over and over and over that really don't matter?
We overthink.
We overthink a lot.
Yes.
And
that causes stress. And then, you know, in your mind, you can go down all these rabbit warrens of like situations that never, ever eventuate.
No.
But your mind
but stresses
can be,
out.
That's right. But rather, what does the word of God say? Turn my thoughts to you. Let my thoughts be your thoughts. You know, so we should, again, go to the Bible. See, and I've written from you, seek refuge in God, seek refuge in his word. So there's times where we aren't having satisfaction in our lives. Well, let's go straight to God's word, who will satisfy.
Yes.
You then shared, and I like this, hey, there was a lot I liked this week.
Oh, yeah. Good. Tick, tick.
Time with God prepares me for my day.
And if we knew, if we really realized that more and more, we would actually spend more time with him.
You said, it heals me from my past. It brings truth, love, forgiveness, and it equips me for what is ahead.
We don't know what lies ahead. God does. Sometimes he'll like, go and read my word. And you go, okay. But it's because he wants to prepare us, equip us for whatever will come ahead. And he's the one who, you might read something and then later on something comes up, you're in a situation and those thoughts come back. Or the scripture comes back, or the feeling comes back of what God said to you, and you go, oh, yes, I got to remember that.
Yep.
Thank you for providing for me. Yeah.
I loved how then from there you shared how, like, you know, time with God prepares me for my day, but then you get to the point where, like, oh, well, actually God, like, as if you're looking at your watch, like, I need to go now because I've got to go do my day. Come with me. Like, I liked how you said that, because we want God to be with us in our day. And it's funny because it's not like he's not, but we forget to recognize.
I know, because like, years ago, this is how I really lived. Sunday was God's day. The rest of the week was mine.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to, but I forgot about him. Whereas the whole 7 days are God's. He's with us. He's sleeping with us. He's watching over us. He's, you know, hopping in the car when we drive away. You know, we're at work, we're at play, wherever we are, he's there. And when you realize that, you actually have a bit more of a conversation of, oh, hi, God, how are you going? I'm just about to go play tennis. Let's go together. Whatever. You just include him in everything.
Now, I want you to be able to share with us again, because I think you had some really great words of what you say God's word does for us. And I've just written down a few. God's word, it shows us his love. It shows us his wisdom. And you just, you spoke of a few things that I think just remind us of when we read God's word, what it does for us.
Well, it's only a few words, because you could keep going on and on and on and on for eternity about what God's word, who he is, what it does for us. But yeah, it's in God's word we find out more of the love of God. We find out about his goodness, his forgiveness. His word can teach, comfort, satisfy, answer, acknowledge, show us. It changes and transforms us. The word helps us live out this word. If we believe in God, then it helps us live out that belief. It keeps our eyes focused on Jesus. It encourages us. I'll just keep going. And I guess, like I said, if you're very good with adjectives, maybe take the time to sit down and write all these things that I could put that God's word does or is. And you'd be amazed. You'd go, wow, why don't I read it more?
Yeah. As you're sharing that, what words come to mind that many of us would have heard before is that this is the living word, which means it is alive. The Holy Spirit
does
can
breathe
speak to
life.
Us.
Yes.
That's right. Speak to us in it when we read it.
Through it.
Like you just said before, how maybe we've read it and then later in the day a scripture comes back to us. To me, that is the living word. That is the Holy Spirit coming alive in us through God's word when we've read it.
Yes.
And that it's fresh every day. God can have a new word for us every day. And so if we're reading it, he has an opportunity to communicate that.
Yeah.
When we're not reading it, we can miss out in some sense, that element.
Miss out big time.
Yeah. So the weekly challenge for this week is to read the word. And one of the great places to start is the Gospels, where we see Jesus come into the world and how he fulfilled God's plan that he had for us.
They're easier to read too because they're the beautiful stories of Jesus's life and his ministry of living life with us, with people on the earth.
So that's the challenge for this week. So we really hope that that has blessed you, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.